views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about an amazing discovery. This is the first of a two-part series. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, this is really, really, really exciting. And the reason I think it's so exciting, of course, I know that I'm right, is that this discovery that we're talking about can help anyone and everyone change their life. So, Jason, take it away.
Okay. So the story of the 80%, you know, when I started using my intuitive abilities, I was looking at people's essence, or what many call soul. And I noticed that they had a lot of interference, or what we now call negative energy. But I didn't think anything about it until I started looking at people who have achieved greatness or had significant accomplishment. And I would expect those people to have significantly less negative energy because of their achievement, right? But they didn't. They had the same amount. You know, and my conclusion was that accomplishment wasn't related to negative energy in the essence, but also that the evolution or real growth at the level of essence wasn't happening. That when I looked around, we all had it, but our heroes and our leaders, and this is very important for today's world, were not the best among us.
Wait a minute. I'm not asking you for any political statements, but say that again, Jason.
What I see innately, and this is the ability, you know, when you go, when you use your intuition, there was a map. There's like a firmware. I'm starting to geek out here, but like a code or a basic structure that is evident about how people work and how they should live. Now, when I say should, I'm not talking about a moral standpoint. I'm just talking about, hey, this is how you're built. And I knew innately that 80% wasn't supposed to be there, and it was affecting how we're supposed to live and how we're supposed to function. So when I look at our great leaders and heroes, and they say have the same amount of negative energy, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, something's really wrong here. And, you know, this 80%, in other words, if you look at your essence, 80% of it is encumbered or
blocked or
covered
with
negative energy that is attached but is not authentic to who you are. It's not authentic to your essence.
In other words, it doesn't belong there.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so when I look at our heroes, OMG, you know, they're not the best among us. You know, I've always had this perception that the cream rises to the top, right? And if you're really the cream, you'll rise to the
programming.
Top. Programming, exactly. That's not true.
Well, wait a minute. Let's go back to the leaders for just a minute. The leaders who have, you know, they've achieved, I mean, in some way, that's all there is to it. No matter what that achievement is, they have achieved
something.
Something.
Yeah.
But do those leaders, are they conscious of the programming that's that's very bad English, gotten them there.
You're asking me how they got, how they do it.
Yes,
and,
I am.
And simply put, they have used programming methods.
Okay.
To get others to follow them or to believe them or to highlight their discoveries or positive accomplishments. Now, well, some of those may be actually positive. Some of them may not be.
Okay.
But that's, you know, I guess that's for us to decide at some point.
Okay.
But programming treats you like a machine, and it's unnatural to the way human beings are designed. If we weren't all programmed, those people who create leadership by programming others wouldn't be our leaders.
Hmm. There's a concept, and we'll go into that at another time. But meaning the programming that is out there today, the one that, by the way, every single one of us use this programming. I just want to make sure that everyone, I'm making a flat statement, and that flat statement is true. We've all been programmed. And because our world moves much faster and it's more lit up, so to speak, the electronics of the world enables the programming to become even more.
Yeah, and I would say that it's for efficiency. You know, efficiency is a big thing. You know, it's easier to program yourself, avoid your emotions, which is really your emotions are your messages from your essence.
Okay.
And just go and do what you think you should be doing or what you're programmed to do.
Okay, so then let's do a little equation here. Programming equals negative energy.
Program creates negative energy.
Oh, okay. And
sometimes we use those terms interchangeably, but the truth is that when you program yourself, you just block all that messaging from your essence.
Okay.
And it creates a clog. It's like it festers. It's we talked about how it rots you from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
I see that that's very much how it works.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is programming and negative energy and or negative energy is like the root cause of everything. Is that what you're saying?
That's why negative energy is so important, because this negative energy is the root cause of all human problems.
Wait a minute, let's back that up. Why understanding this negative energy is so important.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, in a programming world, we don't even think about energy. Energy is irrelevant. You know, just do it.
Yeah.
You know, if trying to have more, be more effective at work, just do it. Here's some strategies and techniques.
Mm-hmm. Force yourself.
Yes. Doesn't matter, you know, what anybody else is saying or any of that.
Okay. So this programming / negative energy, everyone, Jason, is affected by it. Absolutely. True?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's the source of all human difficulty today.
Okay. Could you give just a little bit of an example of that?
We're going to talk more about that in the next
segment. Oh, okay.
Everything relates back. If you look for the foundation of whatever is bothering you, whether it's with health, relationships, money, well-being, happiness, purpose, go back to the root. And the cause of the problem is, I guarantee you, is found in the negative energy of your essence.
Okay.
And often that negative
energy. Or on top of your essence.
Yes.
Blocking your essence.
Because if that negative energy wasn't there, you could function.
Okay.
Your essence would help you, guide you in your life in ways that are very profoundly effective.
Okay. And the irony here is that about 98% of us cannot see that, Jason. This is such a whole new concept. And for our audience out there as well, and I know that most of our audience, they're pretty aware people. They're working on the energetic levels anyway. A lot of them.
We see that whenever someone comes to us with a problem that we've had lots of people come to us over the last 20 years, it's always, the problem's always in their essence.
Absolutely.
It's all, that's where we go. And that's where the fix is. But in our world today, we never think of that.
Okay.
We always think of some sort of strategy and technique that has nothing to do with your essence. It has nothing to do with the negative energy attached to your essence. And it's really kind of having, it's irrelevant to you.
Okay.
You know, most strategies and techniques are one size fits all, or, you know, you kind of shop whatever strategy and techniques you want to use and see what works. But that's not how we work internally.
Okay. So I just want to make this statement one more time. All the problems and challenges in our lives has its root, its base root in the negative energy that is attached to you or blocking your essence. True statement, Jason?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The 80% negative energy is the root cause of all human problems. I know it's a bold statement, but we see it absolutely being true.
Mm-hmm.
And that people who are successful have been in our programmed world are not the most involved.
Mm.
Our heroes and leaders are not the most evolved.
Okay.
That too much negative energy connected to essence happens to everyone and creates all the problems.
Okay.
And that all your problems and challenges are connected to negative energy attached to you.
And by the way, everyone, we're gonna work on all of this today. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the negative energy in the 80% and its effect on you. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And we're going to talk about the 80% of negative energy and its effect on you. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay. Jason, we talked about how our leaders and heroes have this 80% of negative energy in their essence, but how does it affect our listeners right now?
See, all the problems and challenges you have now, and this is a big, bold statement, or will have in the future, the root or the source is this negative energy attached to you, but is not you.
Okay.
That means that 80% is attached to you, but it's not you. And a lot of times you can't distinguish the difference. And of course, that's why we created the ecosystem approach to be able to see that. But it's so profound. Most of us don't even think of there anything wrong in our essence.
Okay. So if we remove all of the 80%, does that mean I'm not going to have any problems anymore?
No. What it does mean is that... And we'll talk about, you know, how long it takes, that sort of thing, you know, in the next segment. But
okay,
if you were to remove, theoretically, the 80%, you would still have problems.
Well, because the world goes on around us.
Yes. There's not a negative energy in the world. There's other people that have negative energy.
Right.
You would still have problems, difficulties, and challenges. But, oh, my gosh, it would be, oh, I can take care of this. Instead of, you know... Because we live next to the stables, I like to use this metaphor. But if you're,
I happen to know what he's going to say. So.
If you're walking down the ground, you see this big cow pie in the middle of the field, you step over it. Well, if we didn't have that 80%, we would always step over the cow pies in our world. And in terms of health, we would, if we got sick, we would just figure it out and get better. We would let our natural healing really work. And it would. If we had money problems, you know, whether it's overspending, lack of earning, we'd figure it out easily. It would just happen. Relationships, we would avoid the ones that we don't, you know, where we say, oh, what was I thinking? And that don't serve us. And we just find the ones that would.
Okay. Well, you know, I have a really good example of how working on the 80%. And life happens around us. I know all about that. I don't know. I know we mentioned it before, but a few years ago, I ended up having to have a heart valve replacement in my heart. And by the way, I've exercised most of my life. I've taken fairly good care of myself, and I basically didn't exactly wake up one day, but. One day I ended up in the emergency, and the next thing I knew, I was having open heart surgery. Now, I was grateful for that surgery because the truth is it really, I'm alive today because of it. But here's my point, that after the surgery, I struggled with some things because all of this negative energy started coming up. And all of these things, I almost couldn't function. And so we started using the ecosystem approach, of course, and it took me less than 6 months to get back majorly on my feet. In 6 months, I was back teaching a real high-energy water aerobic class. My point is that most people it takes anywhere from 1 to 2 years to get back on your feet from this surgery.
Some people never do it.
Some people never do it.
You know, that's true. And I think the really important point is, first of all, that even though this was called a congenital condition, in other words, from birth,
which I didn't know I had,
this congenital condition was connected to that 80% when she was born.
Yes.
And if you want to, you know, kind of do a what if we had been clearing since she was a little girl, this 80%, it may not have even happened, first of all, but it did.
It did.
And there was a lot of negative energy attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we replaced it, but that doesn't remove the negative energy. And we kept clearing and clearing and clearing. And we still clear that part.
Sometimes, yes.
According to the doctors, she has heart disease, but she doesn't look like anybody that has heart disease. I guarantee you, you know?
Yeah.
You know, because most people, when they have this kind of surgery, they start to disintegrate.
I was going to say deteriorate. And the other thing that I've received from more than one doctor, they have said, you don't look like you have any problems at the moment. You don't sound like, and meaning your heart doesn't sound like you have any problems. And all of the doctors give me a thumbs up. Like, and you go, girl.
But see, they don't understand that the source of this is in
that 80%.
And actually, to be clear now, since we've been clearing for 20 years, she doesn't have 80%. There's less.
Aw.
You know, and so someone's going to ask me, well, how much does she have? Well, you know, the truth is, I don't have a precise number for you. When you look in the, you know, in the non-physical dimension, you don't get the metrics like you do in everybody wants here.
Right.
But it's a lot less. We also know that, and we're going to talk about this next segment. But you know, we still have a ways to go to get rid of that stuff.
And but you know what? Every day I get up with the challenge, and say, what is my challenge today? And I clear it. Yes. I clear my way through the day.
Yes.
I use the ecosystem approach throughout the day, and it's phenomenal. That's all I can say.
Really, the ecosystem approach is an energy way to approach the world as opposed to a problem solution way.
That's a great way to say it.
Which is like a machine. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. So, all right. So, you know, Jason, without the 80%, would you, and not understanding it, we would just go along and we would just be connected with nothing but things that just take us over, correct?
See, we were created with natural instincts to determine truth, what's good for us, and to be directed internally for major life decisions.
We've lost that, haven't we?
We've lost it. And we rely on studies show that you shouldn't step in the cow pie, you know? So if you had your intuition fully functioning, which is blocked by that 80%,
right?
Your instincts, which is blocked by that 80%, you would just know not to step there in that cow pie,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. So we should know who we are, Jason, but so many of us don't know who we are. And that's because of that 80%.
And that programming creates more negative energy because it pushes aside your essence.
Mm-hmm.
And that negative energy just kind of builds up and builds up. And we see that 80%, you know, is more than one lifetime and that we're not really getting better. You know, we've heard this, you know, a lot that we go from lifetime to lifetime and we're supposed to learn our lessons and then go back and come back and learn some more lessons. It's not happening. And the 80% is a symptom of that. We shouldn't have that much coming in.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's that 80% is could account for childhood diseases. We came in with that 80% and we still are subject to a disease. We don't come in clean with a clean slate. And I'm sorry, this conflicts with a lot of what I've heard in the past, but those are for people that can't see. You know, we can see this energy. We know it's there.
Okay. So, you know, I let's talk about the newsletter bonus in just a moment. So I just want to understand one more thing, Jason. Programming is so detrimental to us and removing it is what you and I do.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
We're removing the negative effects of programming. In essence, programming creates a negative energy, and that's what clearing does. It removes that negative energy.
Okay.
And so if you want to consistently and constantly and specifically remove that negative energy, sign up for our newsletter.
Oh.
You know, we've created this newsletter on a weekly basis, and we, as part of the bonus materials, we give you these clearings. We give you the words. So you put it on your smartphone and just look and clear those things. And oh my gosh, you know, we give you a roadmap to follow. All you have to do is start clearing. And you don't have to be that specific in the beginning. Most of our clearings relate to the topics of the week, but it helps you because it gets to that 80%. I guarantee you all the things that we clear will be of help to you.
Okay. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
All problems that you have or will have start in that 80%.
Okay.
Without that 80% negative energy in your essence, you would function with instincts and intuition.
What a concept.
The source of negative energy in our essence is programming and trauma. Mm. And that negative energy builds up because we don't recognize it or we don't know how to remove it.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to put it all together for a better perspective on the 80% negative energy. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we're talking about the 80% negative energy in the essence, in your essence. Now we're going to put it all together for some perspective. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. You know, Jason, I just want to know, how long does it take to remove the negative energy?
You know, that's almost funny because that's one of the most common questions we've received over the years. Mm-hmm. And the answer is that if you were a machine that could be programmed, I could tell you, give you a precise answer. But let me give you some perspective. Most people would find it difficult to remove the 80% over a lifetime if they started in early childhood.
Okay.
So.
Well, wait a minute. Why does it take so long?
Well, the 80% represents negative learning at the level of essence. Removing it is not a mechanical process where you just grab a bunch of negative energy and put it in the processor. As you're removing that negative energy, you're relearning at the level of your essence. And that learning is the most profound, is the most satisfying, is the most productive, but it takes a while.
Okay.
You know, let me give you an example.
All right.
If you grew up and with a parent telling you that you were good for nothing and you would never amount to anything, that negative energy is like a spider web of tentacles that go in all these different places in your essence. And
meaning in and therefore it's in different parts of your life.
Yes.
Okay.
And so as you remove it, you start to remove the shame and the guilt and maybe the anger, resentment, the
hate,
fear.
All of it, yes.
Yeah, sure. Oh my gosh, all these emotions that are connected to that negative programming. It takes a while. And okay. Then you have to relearn about your value, you know, your value is innate to your essence. But as you start to remove that negative energy, you have your essence that's unencumbered with negative energy that says, yeah, I have value. And that negative part that says, no, you don't, you know, you were told that, hey, you won't amount to anything.
Well, okay. So I'm going to jump in and say, as an example, if someone has a problem with spending money and they just keep spending money, and they do it by being numb and acting like they don't know, and maybe they do know.
Compulsive.
Yes, compulsive. They don't care.
They feel anxiety and they use money to reduce that anxiety. Yes.
Exactly. But when we start clearing it, what happens is then we start gaining the conscience that we need, which is connected to our essence.
And consciousness.
And consciousness that we need to understand, if I do this behavior, if I do this compulsive or self-sabotage behavior, the result is going to be this. So maybe I'll choose not to do this.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
See, what's happened is that this negative energy has acted like a replacement for our essence.
Mm.
And what happens is that instead of going to our essence to find out, well, you know, should I spend this money or not?
Right.
We'll say, what does the program say? And if, you know, most programs to help you with your, you know, with spending, for example, since that's the example you were using,
they'll give you logic.
They'll give you logic, or they'll try and force you to stop spending.
Mm-hmm.
But the force doesn't work because that negative energy is what's really motivating you to spend that money.
Okay, and we could say that the motivation isn't logical. It's emotional.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so clearing the negative energy can help you.
Okay.
And so, but it's a great example because of being holistic, because you can clear the negative energy around money that makes you want to spend. Mm-hmm. But then over here, you start to feel better about yourself because you see yourself in a different way.
And you don't have to spend.
And then maybe some of those health conditions start to go away or be reduced. They're all connected. So in a way, this is really very, very efficient.
Okay.
We're taught to look for answers outside of ourselves. Mm-hmm. That you know, what does this latest study say? You know, but here's the truth. Any reduction of that 80% is positive and will yield positive results in your life continuously.
Oh, okay.
So we think, because we think like a machine, that we have to get rid of all of it to get new results. No, you get, you know, just getting 1%. Just getting a little bit.
Yeah, but what if I don't have time? What if I don't have time to do one more thing?
Yeah, well, we've heard that too.
Yes, we have.
And this is where the holistic part is. What we don't see is that programming is not effective and is a huge time waster.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes us exhausted. Because we're programmed that we have to do this, we're programmed we have to do that, we're programmed we have to do all these different things.
Oh, and we're giving away our vital energy to do that.
We're giving away our vital energy, and what happens is that when people come to us, they want one problem taken care of because it's causing them difficulty, but they don't want to deal with all this other stuff about the 80%.
Well, and that's overwhelming, yes. Jason. I get that part.
It is overwhelming, but it's because of the programming.
Exactly.
Not because of the 80%.
Well, and the programming of the rules. I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to do this. I have to do that. That kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay. I get that. So by the way, one of the things you can clear is overwhelm, everyone. Oh, but just saying. So, all right.
Well, and we've created the ecosystem approach so we can always do two things at once.
Yes.
And we can do multitasking and we can make clearing a part of your normal routine. And it's, you know, if you could feel the 80%, it's like carrying around 100 pounds on your back all the time.
And even more sometimes.
And so if you take just 1 pound of that off, and mm-hmm. then take 2 pounds. It's always feels like
pretty amazing.
Yes, oh, that's better.
It really
oh,
does.
Feels good.
I always like the part. Jason and I were talking this morning, and he said that, you know, he's had clients say to, or he's said to his clients, "So any difference?" And they'll go, "No, not really, but I do feel a little lighter."
You know, that's happened a lot too. You know, it's people don't perceive energy. Mm-hmm. They expect some sort of programming result,
right?
Where they wanted to do something one day and then next day they don't want to do it. It's, you know, energy doesn't work that way, but it's so much more natural to the way you're designed, and it feels good. The more you do it, the better it feels.
Okay. So Jason.
And it actually takes less time and effort if you were to do this.
Correct.
And typically most people have to still do programming and clearing because it's part of the world we live in.
Exactly. But at least you'll know both worlds.
Yes.
Okay. So Jason, how does someone get started?
You know, all you have to do is just start.
Okay.
Just start clearing. Mm-hmm. This goes back to the newsletter. You know, if you go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and sign up for our newsletter, OMG, it's just, we have clearings there, and we'll just give them to you. So just follow that.
Okay.
That's all you have to do. It's simple, and you'll start removing that 80% today.
Well, and Jason, I don't have to start like totally at the beginning. Am I correct? Or do I? Meaning?
It's not linear like a program is. We have a beginning, middle, and end.
Oh.
It's, you just jump into like the sea of 80%, and you can clear this over here. You can be working on your health one day and working on money the next, but it all goes to the same spot.
And which is, by the way,
your essence.
It starts clearing the blocks to your essence, to who you really are. And I guarantee you, there isn't anyone who has done clearing that has said, "Ooh, I don't like myself now." They've always gone, "Oh my gosh, I knew there was this good part about me."
Yes.
"I knew there was that good part about me." And it's really, truly amazing. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The 80% negative energy in your essence is not removed easily.
Okay.
that any reduction in that negative energy will have a positive benefit for you.
Okay.
And that focusing on the 80% is truly holistic, because you don't have to be topic specific. And just starting to remove negative energy is easy and will help you start removing that negative energy right away.
Well, I need to ask you one question though. You said focusing on the 80% is truly holistic. Love that statement. Because you don't have to be topic specific. And what he means is that if you're going to be removing anger about this particular instance, that even removing anger at all is going to help you with all of your anger.
Yes.
Okay.
You might be angry about your health or angry about money.
Yes.
But it'll help you with your relationships.
Right. Okay. So, Jason, let's tell everyone how to do energy work.
So you don't have to sit in a special way. You use your imagination, your mind's eye. Mm-hmm. And when we say take this, the emotion or the concept, gather it up all the way in your body, blow it out, and blow it into an imaginary trash can. And it can be an actual trash can. It can be an imaginary one. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about the trash can. We'll empty it for you. Then we go on to the next thing.
Okay. And then we're going to activate life force. And what we're going to do is we're going to pull in life force. That's vital energy right through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your body, all the way to the tips of your toes. We're going to turn it around. And any negative energy that has been left behind, we're going to blow it out into that trash can because it works. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you remove some of that 80% of negative energy right now. This is Live with Jason and Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you ready for unfiltered gratitude, unfiltered frequency, and unfiltered creation? Then don't miss Mike Murphy Unfiltered on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursday from 12 to 2 Pacific Time, as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests discuss and demonstrate the principles and practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth and unfiltered frequency to uncover and let go of limiting beliefs and access your powerful intentions that resonate out into the universe with Mike Murphy Unfiltered. For more information on Mike and his work, visit his website at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Right now, we're going to help you remove some of that 80%. We're going to get started right now, removing some of that 80% of the negative energies that is blocking your essence. Jason?
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my essence is covered with that 80% negative energy. So gather up all those veils and illusions in your body, blow them into the trash can.
Take another breath on that one, everyone. Just nice, easy breath. You don't need this negative energy, those veils and illusions. Blow them out. And to eliminate the veils and illusions that are keeping me stuck, wearing that negative energy, not only on my body, but in my body. Take a nice breath. Breathe. Collect all that negative energy that you're wearing. Now blow it out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that any self-improvement program that doesn't address this negative energy will be of little lasting value. Gather up all those veils and illusions, blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate all of the negative energies I'm holding on to because I'm stuck in the false belief that says, well, I'm supposed to hold on to them. They're here. They're mine. I think. Remove them right now. Start at the tips of your toes this time. Pick it all up. Take a breath. And blow them out. You don't need them.
And to eliminate all the shame and guilt and unworthiness I'm carrying because I didn't program well. Feeling like there's something must be wrong with me because I didn't program well. Mm-hmm. When the truth is, I'm not supposed to be able to program well. It's not natural to me as a human being. Take a breath, gather up all that guilt and shame and unworthiness. Gather it up off the tips of your toes. Blow it into the processor. Blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate the guilt and shame that I'm holding on to that keeps telling me it doesn't matter. I don't matter. When the truth is, you do matter. No matter who you are, you matter. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my fear and terror and panic that says, I can't give up programming. I'll be nothing. I'll be a lump. If I don't program myself, if I don't push myself or force myself, yes, I'll just be a lazy lump of nothing when that's not true at all. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any energies that keep telling me, I deserve this. I deserve to be miserable and stuck in guilt and shame and hurt and even hate myself for all of the programming that I'm holding on to. When the truth is, no, you don't. You don't deserve it. Let's remove it right now. Take a breath. And to eliminate the impatience that I have to removing everything right now and so I can be perfect. When the truth is, get rid of that impatience. You don't need it.
Because you're not a machine.
Good. Take a breath. By the way, we worked that timing out. Wasn't that great, everyone?
And to eliminate any neediness I have for quick fixes that are really programming and don't last and take even more time at the end of the day. Take a breath.
And also take my life force energy from me. And to eliminate any neediness that keeps taking my life force energy from me, that's keeping me stuck right where I am. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all the anger, resentment, and bitterness I have that keeps me from working with this energy because I expected the world to be, I expected to be successful in the programming world. I was programmed to feel like I should be successful by programming myself when I'm angry because I can't. Take a breath.
Or I'm numb because I do. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see working on the 80% is truly holistic and an amazing way for me to do self-improvement. Take a breath. Jason, is there anything else you want to clear right now?
Let's do life force. Shall
we do that? All right. So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. And that includes the ability to see what's standing in my way and removing it through the ecosystem approach. Take a breath. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. It's life force is going in through the top of your head. Turn it around, and any negative energy that's left behind, push it out with this breath right here.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to bring the real me into the world by removing that negative energy attached to my essence.
I love that one. I love it. Take a breath, everyone. Through the top of your head, all the way down your torso, tips of your toes, turn it around, blow it out. And to activate life force so I can have the patience, understanding, and clarity that I need so I can see when I'm removing negative energy. It's negative energy. It's not the essence of who I am. Take a breath. Through the top of your head, down to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow it out.
And to activate life force so that I can look forward to the new me that's authentic, that has power, that has my talents available, that has my intuition and knowing available right now. Take a breath.
And activate life force so I can love myself and see all of the parts of my physical well-being. See that if I like all the parts of my physical well-being or don't like them, I can change whatever I want to by removing negative energy. And maybe I might find after all that I like the size of my backside. Take a nice breath. Blow it out.
Men don't say backside.
I was being nice. And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful and happy and healthy and do the clearing on a regular, constant, consistent basis. Take a breath. Okay, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to talk about part two of this discovery of the 80% negative energy in your essence.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the misconceptions about pursuing growth or evolution without dealing with that 80% or factoring into the process and how it all can work. Hmm. It'll be a very, very important part two.
Okay. I like that. And I have to tell you, discovery, you know, many people are afraid of discovery, that kind of thing, because they're afraid of what they might see. But anyone who doesn't do discovery, think of what you're not seeing that is in your best interest and your benefit that can help change your life for the better. So if you've got some part of this 80% and the importance of this 80%, understand that our show is exactly what you need. And mark your calendar for that every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time, this is where you need to be. You need to be listening to the Living Lighter Radio each and every week. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website at www.livinglighter.org and look for the radio tab.
If you really want to have a better life and make clearing constant, consistently, and specifically a part of your life, mm-hmm. all you have to do is sign up for our newsletter. It's really important. Go to our website, www.livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab, and all we ask for is your name and email address, and it's free.
Okay, and if you have any comments that you want to make to us, go...
Our email address is...
Thank you.
jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. It's one word, jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org.
And also go like us on Facebook. You'll always get information about our show for the following week. So we'll connect next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.